Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are here still covering the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. It's gorgeous outside. I'm sure you've seen it out there.
We've been here since Monday, and it's certainly gotten progressively better as the week's gone on, Mike.
Good, good. Well, glad to hear. Didn't you guys have some lightning storms or something like that earlier?
It was, yeah, earlier, and the eclipse was not so much of a visual because of how cloudy it was.
Oh, it was? Oh, I'm sorry you guys missed it. So, that's all right. Yep. There's lots of good pictures online of it. So.
For sure.
Anyway, if you haven't noticed by now, but Mr. Chuck Fagan is with us. How are you, sir?
Mike, I'm doing well. Thank you for being here as always.
My pleasure.
It's a pretty exciting time for our company and the industry.
A little bit. Yeah, there's a... Because at the GAC, you could kind of feel there was a really kind of a refreshing vibe there that this year. And I'm getting that same vibe here this year at the Member Forum. Probably because of the merger, the integration, if you will. So are you getting that feeling as well? And what do you hear? What's the buzz in the hallways here?
Yeah, I think your word refreshing is right on. GAC started the momentum, at least in terms of the feel for how the industry was accepting and encouraging us to be successful in this combination. And you know, now we get on our own turf, and it's just amazing how excited the industry is to see what we can do. And, you know, further, I would say our employee base is extremely excited. You know, we get an opportunity to engage with our credit unions here, industry partners, and it's just really all been a positive response.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked at GAC, CUNA and AFQ, now America's Credit Union, PSCU Co-op Solutions. It is a refreshment of the space.
I've noticed that a lot of people have kind of a pep in their step, if you will.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting times, I think, for the industry as well, obviously, because you guys are right there in the mix of it all. So, but I want to go over your keynote this morning.
Yeah.
But I want to start at the end of your keynote. When you quoted Edward Filene, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I love what you said there at the very end. Replacing the best with something even better, and that's a total paraphrase, but can you want to talk to us a little bit about that? I thought that really summed it up nicely.
It just fit perfect as we were kind of closing out our thought process, and his vision around never sitting still, around always trying to improve. As I told you and have mentioned in the keynote today, this is the fifth time that we've tried to come together with Co-op Solutions, and this time felt right because we're doing something still better. Co-op Solutions, PSCU, both industry assets for a long time, very valuable to the support that credit unions provide to their members, and to be able to combine and make it even better. That's kind of the role I have as president and CEO, and the opportunity that our team and company has to continue supporting the industry. The industry, you get out to a lot of these, it's constantly moving. Credit union CEOs are having to reimagine how they recreate that success in a different environment around rates, inflation, the economy, and we get to play a role in that.
What's the old saying that there's one thing that's consistent in life, and it's change?
Change.
So yeah, and so we're living it right before our eyes. So I think a lot of people want to know out there that aren't here, where are we with the whole integration process? What's the status on that? Because obviously, still working on the branding, still getting people in their positions, and a lot of organization has to be done, obviously. But can you give us a quick update on where we are with all of this?
Yeah, kind of a cool milestone this week. We had our board meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday was 100 days since we announced and closed the deal.
Oh my gosh.
So at the 100-day mark, feel really good. We've identified three layers of management, really going through and evaluating the talent pool, evaluating the needs of the organization to support our business. We have a board of directors that could not be more supportive of what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the consultants all told us that the board would be the first thing that comes together.
Yeah.
And that has truly played out to be the case. As we brought the organizations together, if our team sees the board coalesce, it's a natural extension for our team to come together as well. We separated the function of integration into an integration management office, an IMO, and that team, anywhere from 100 to 150 people, about 3,000 different work items that are getting done to bring the organizations together. But the worst answer I could give to a credit union is, we can't support your strategic plan this year, your project needs, because we're bringing the company together.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 of our employees are focused on the everyday business, and we have to keep things going.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions grow, we grow, so it makes sense for us to support their business long term. And we'll continue with the people part, Mike, until probably August, September timeframe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already starting now on some of the product rationalization. And we're doing that in a unique way. We've got, obviously, our consultant in the middle, but we've got people from co-op, people from PSCU, and then we're bringing in 10 credit unions from PSCU and 10 credit unions from co-op. So we get kind of the day in the life feel from the credit union as we choose products.
Okay.
So
okay. It's
all inclusive, and you know that's going to take well into 2025. So it's love to go faster.
Yeah.
We are going really fast, but still a big undertaking. It's going to take 18 to 24.
Yeah, to do it right, you got to. There's a certain pace you got to go, and you guys are spot on with that already. So I caught the second half of your keynote, and it was wonderful.
I was awful in the first half.
Oh, really?
You saw me at
Well, I'm glad I got the second half. No, yeah, I'm sure you were great. But you talked about a lot of the partnerships and the, like, you brought up Lumen, Amount, and linked analysis. Brought all those partnerships and the folks that you're working with. How is that all working? Because there's a lot of moving parts there as well. Not only just co-op and PSCU coming together, but you have these other entities as well. How is that coming? Because I find that, if not more, fascinating on how you guys are balancing that as well.
Yeah, it's awesome the assets we've been able to bring together from both companies. And an example I gave during the second half was Virginia Credit,
mm-hmm.
which is where I started out of college in 1988. Virginia Credit Union was going through a digital mobile conversion here recently, and they needed contact center support. PSCU did not have connectivity into their core. Co-op did.
Yeah.
PSCU had the desktop and the capabilities to support a digital banking conversion.
Okay.
So we used the integration from co-op and the platform from PSCU.
Interesting.
And we were able to really turn around and create a great experience as they went through their migration, answering a couple thousand calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the power of what the company represents.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Amount. I showed a video where, for years we were asked, hey, I want that Apple Card acquisition experience. With Amount, we've been able to create on the mobile device an ability to get a credit card application approved in minutes,
mm-hmm.
and a digitally provisioned card right into the wallet so that the member is ready to purchase right at that moment. So Juniper Payments is another area. Co-op brings Zelle.
Mm-hmm.
PSCU had Juniper Payments. The shared branching network is where Zelle runs today, but we're going to be able to incorporate that into Juniper Payments, which connects financial institutions. So we're going to have an ecosystem where we can run ACH, P2P payments, everything really but credit card payments.
Yeah.
So using the assets that both companies had was one of the visions behind this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing that's so interesting, you mentioned Amount, which is a fintech. We now touch about 4,000 financial institutions. There are only 9,900 in the U.S. So the ability for the fintechs to utilize PSCU co-op solutions as an entry point into all those financial institutions is a really powerful tool to have at our disposal. So I would envision Amount being one of the first of many.
That's pretty much half the industry right there.
Correct.
Sure. Oh my gosh. And so on that same topic, you mentioned up there you're putting together a fintech engagement program. So there's a fintech advisory board of 10 to 12 credit unions. You want to talk about that for a sec?
Yeah, and we've seen where I have a quote that I'm sure my team is tired of hearing. I probably have given it to you before. But if you build it with them, they might come. If you build it with them, they're already there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the way to do things in our industry and that asset that we have that's probably underutilized is collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
So we always think, hey, we got a great idea. But is it an idea that's going to link up with credit unions? So taking 10 to 12 credit unions who are very passionate about being leading edge.
Good.
I'm not comfortable at bleeding edge for our industry, but leading edge, you can't be a laggard anymore. Tech is moving so fast. So we feel we can bring, because of the number of endpoints, a lot of these fintechs to the table. And we can take our emerging services team, combine it with some great resources from credit unions, and we can evaluate these fintechs and determine, hey, this one is a great fit for credit unions. And then it could come to us making an investment. It could come to us partnering.
Mm-hmm.
But one way or the other, we think we can be more active with the fintech community through that structure.
Yeah, because a lot of credit unions out there, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of fintechs out there. And how does a credit union, even a smaller credit union, they don't have the resources to vet some of those. So to have something like this at their disposal, oh my gosh, it's a huge feather in their cap. That they can actually implement a technology much, much quicker and safer as well. So gets them out of that mess.
And another word I used during that keynote was velocity.
Yeah.
One of the key things is I don't want our member owner credit unions saying we can't keep up with technology. An organization like PSCU Co-op Solutions, that's part of our responsibility.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Yeah, and no time is ever truer than that right now.
Yes.
Because sure, there's so much going on and it's so fast. Oh my goodness. The other thing, when you brought up Lumen, you've had some numbers up there. So deposits, I think you gave an example of one of the credit unions and deposits were, this one credit union had deposits of $41 million, or can you get
that
example?
True,
and then they had a savings of $75,000 per month. Are you kidding me? So you want to talk about, because deposits, Avi, I want to focus on the deposits because liquidity is still an issue in the industry right now. But that like would raise a few eyebrows if you're a credit union looking to improve your business in that area.
It does. So the Lumen platform is built obviously for consumer use, also for small business use. So this credit union incorporating Lumen was able to exceed the growth rates of other credit unions and the dollars played out. That was a blend of not only consumer dollars, but a blend of small business dollars as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the credit union that's saving that money, really, they had in their back office all these password resets and all these calls coming in from consumers. They were doing a lot of work to adapt the system to their own use case.
Mm-hmm.
And Lumen comes in, and a lot of that stuff's already done for them. And they were able to redeploy resources and also enable a more efficient back office by having Lumen in place.
That was a great example. You need some water?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yep,
there's one right over there. All right.
Thank you.
I'm looking out for you, Chuck. I'm looking out for you. Last thing, and I'll let you get going. I want to end on a really cool note that you talked about philanthropy up there on stage and your involvement or your company's involvement with Proyecto Amigo, and you were pointing out Maria. I pronounced it correctly.
That was a live wire act for me.
Oh, was it? Okay. Well, you did well. You did very well. So tell me a little bit about that and the philanthropy efforts that you guys continue to go through. You mentioned the Cherry Blossom Run, obviously, Creighton's for Kids, all that type, all those things you guys have been involved in for many, many years now. Share with me how the combining of the two organizations really almost could amplify your philanthropic efforts.
people helping people. It's just a foundational thing for our industry, and if we're going to be a close partner to the industry, we need to walk the talk. And this is one of those areas where I think, whether it be Cherry Blossom, whether it be the Children's Miracle Network, hospital events like the wine auction, you know, so many opportunities for us to be a leader in our space. And both organizations independently were known for their participation in the various industry support efforts.
Yeah.
And I think we as a combined company, to your point, can do even more to support the industry.
Yeah.
So the Proyecto Amigo that you referenced, one of our board member credit unions, Border Federal Credit Union here down in Southern Texas, is in, you know, a community where they need help. And the benefits of all of our attendees having an opportunity to put bags together, PSU bought the supplies, but PSU Co-op Solutions, I should say, but we had the attendees, as they registered, sit down and put a couple bags together.
Pretty cool.
And they're going to be directed towards elderly homes and orphanages down in the border towns of Southern Texas. And you know, I think just a great way to pull the people attending our event together to say that, that our communities are bigger than our individual companies, and we can do great things together to support communities all over the country. And this was one great opportunity for us here in San Antonio.
I think that sets the tone for the conference, you know, of giving, you know,
yes,
and giving back. So yeah, so good stuff. I love that. All right, anything else to add before I let you go? I mean, I know you're probably being pulled in 100 different directions, so always appreciate your time.
I just appreciate you being here. I get an opportunity to see all your posts, and you know, it's great that you take advantage of many different people being here at these meetings.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, get different perspectives of how the industry is trying to move forward. So thank you for
doing. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for giving me the platform and the stage to do so, sir. And yeah, I really enjoy getting the different perspectives on what's going on in this industry. And again, there's so much going on, as you well know. So yeah, it's good to see. All right, Chuck.
Thank you, Mike.
Let you get going.
Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. And look forward to the next chat, probably at Think.
We'll be there.
All right.
Thanks.
Sounds
you.
Good. Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible.